It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the last week of holiday trading with the shorted week last week and a grains that looked like they were going to try to hold on to some gains, but gave it all back towards the end of the week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, the grains put in a mixed performance as far as the last week of trading for the holiday season came about. The last few days of December saw the markets trading in a back and forth fashion, mostly on the higher side. But once the new year started, we started to see a little bit more pressure come into the marketplace as a little more evening up of positions were starting to take place as the traders that kind of took control over the holiday season were taking profits and getting out of their positions, waiting to see just basically what the professional traders would do once the full session returned here this week. Overall, we saw the markets try to hold on to some gains. We finished the year in a pretty good spot, but once the new year started, we started to see selling come into play. A lot of it more tied to poor demand as our export sales were a little bit weaker than what most had anticipated or hoped for the Christmas holiday. But overall, it was also just a lot of positioning ahead of the full trading session starting here during the first full week of January. By the time we wrapped it up, we are going to see Minneapolis wheat finishing down 16 to 17 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 15 to 17. Kansas City was down 15 and a half cents pretty much across the board. Wheat was the weakest of them all, mainly because of weather forecasts calling for better moisture to come in ahead of a cold snap, which, of course, if they get snow and a little bit of rain, that will help protect the wheat from winter kill. Corn market did slip and finish only with 3 cent losses after seeing what looked was a pretty strong performance for the week. Pretty much mostly what we saw in corn was the fact that it was profit-taking and some technical selling as we could not break above the next level of resistance. Soybeans were the bright spot, finishing up anywhere from 2 to 3 cents, mainly because of weather forecasts continuing to call for hot and dry conditions for Argentina. Soybean meal finished down $3. Soybean oil was down 7 cents. And canola finishing up for the week, finishing up anywhere from $5 to $7. Cattle markets continue to see the bright, they have all the strength, as most of the deferred contracts are trading at new contract highs. Only the February live cattle and January feeder cattle are still off of their contract highs. As far as live cattle are concerned, they were up about $3, while feeder cattle were up $3 to $3.50, and we did see the hogs drop about $3.50. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $3.30, gold was up $20.50, the dollar was up 1 full cent, that added pressure to the wheat market, and in the Dow Jones, we slipped 450 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.